for each of us. So,
Wes, this thing's getting to kick off now.
I'm starting to get goosebumps, Bill.
I'm telling you. Lowndes elected to receive. Back deep is Xavier Jenkins and Tyson Harris. And we'll get your kicker down here for Tiff County. That looks like number 36 is their kicker, Fernando Ramirez. He's only a sophomore, too.
I'm going to need some help with those numbers as the way they blend into those jerseys.
Yeah, we just talked about that. They're outlined. They're not a full solid color. So we'll kind of work through that tonight. So bear with us. We'll make sure. We may have to go down to the field, get Taylor to give us some updates on numbers. But, yeah, number 36, Fernando Ramirez, is their kicker. And he's set to kick off to Xavier Jenkins and Tyson Harris set deep.
Ramirez sets the ball up in the middle of the field. I explained to somebody this week what I mean by left or right. If you're sitting here in the stadium, you're looking at the football field, the Blue Devils are kicking towards the north end, or the north end zone, so the Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial. So you like you're sitting here at the stadium, you can see that. Ramirez, the ball in the middle of the field. Tyson Harris back deep. Ramirez approaches the football, and we're underway. High and over end kick. Tyson Harris will take it at the one. He's across the 5, the 10, the 15, gets hit, spins, and goes down right at the 20-yard line. So our Vikings will take over first and 10 from there.
Tackled by number 21, Eric Atkins. Good hit, though, by the Blue Devils and bring down Tyson Harris. And it'll be first and 10 for the Vikings right at the 20-yard line. And coming out at quarterback, number 2, Austin Dixon.
And he's bringing Michael Barrett with him and putting him in the backfield. It's Xavier Jenkins to the near side. Tavon Kyle to the far side. He's got Barrett just to his left. They're looking at a four-man front, two linebackers. Gives it to Barrett around the right side. Duncan end around. It's a reverse to Kyle. Kyle by one man, slips by one, two, threes across the 30. Has a 12 yards on the reverse.
Hey, I'm going to go down to the field. You saw that block by Austin Dixon. Talk about that.
Was just thinking about that. I love it when the quarterback gets into the block in action. He really set the edge for the reverse there. Tavon Kyle, way to get the first down.
Thanks, Taylor, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. First down for the Vikings.
And they move the ball over to the near hash mark. That's the hash mark on our side of the field. We're on the visitor side. Vikings again send Kyle to the far side. Jenkins to the near side, and they put Louis Regal in the slot on the near side. Moves Gabe Neighbors to tight end. There's a snap. Again to Barrett. Barrett by one. Spins. Look at that hole open up, and he spun right into it. But when he did, he got wrapped up by a Blue Devil linebacker as he got up to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, they never brought him down. They stopped his forward momentum, and that was going to be a gain of maybe a yard or two. We've got an officials timeout for equipment.
Change on our side, so it won't be quite as easy to spot. It'll be second.
And about nine.
Yeah, second about nine. Ball on the 34-yard line. On the near hash mark, Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Presley in the slot on the near side. And they have just changed the play. Coach Tucker Pruitt signaled in. Dixon passed it along. Takes a snap again. Gives it to Barrett behind that line. Gets hit. Spins trying to get away from one man. Still on his feet. And actually will maybe lose a yard. Back to around the 32-yard line. So we'll go back to about third and 10. That Blue Devil front so far very strong, Bill.
Yeah, they're keying on Michael Barrett right now because we're trying to establish the run. And rightfully so. We want to get that run going. That'll open up the passing. But right now, we're in a third down passing situation, almost third and 11, really.
10:20 to go here in the first quarter. No score, first possession by our Vikings. We send two receivers far side, two near side. Dixon in the shotgun, Barrett to his right. Ball in the middle of the field. They show blitz by a linebacker. Now they back out. Throws across the middle. Catch made by Dylan Presley, and he's going to be awfully close to that first down, Bill.
I will get Taylor down there. I know it's going to be very close, Taylor. And they say first down.
Yep, move the chains. The officials, Bill, for the first time we've had this had guys from this association from Etowah Valley out near Chattanooga.
All right,
a long way to officiate.
Sorry, a great catch by Dylan Presley.
I believe your impact player.
That is correct. The Traditions Flooring impact player tonight.
First and 10, Vikings at our own 43-yard line. Jenkins to the near side. They send Kyle way to the far side. They put Presley in the slot. Two backs in the backfield now with Dixon as he calls for the ball. And he gives it to the up man,
Boogie.
That would be Cammon. Cammon gets about a yard, maybe. Be second and nine with 9:36 to go here first quarter and no score.
Yeah, number 11, James Boogie Cammon, just kind of tucked underneath the offensive line, picked up about a half a yard. Maybe they're not even going to give him a game, so second and 10.
Neighbors checks in along with Michael Barrett. Again, a four-man front for Tipton, and they jump. Hard count by Dixon, and they jump. And wait a minute. One official signaled against our Vikings, and the other official shook his head and said, nope, it was on my side. The guy jumped.
Yeah, it was all sides against the defense. The defense for the Blue Devils, though, pointing over, trying to get the officials to maybe make that call the other way.
Move the ball out to our 48-yard line. Be second and five. Dixon, there's a snap. Gives it to Barrett. Barrett runs right into the teeth of the defense and gets absolutely nowhere. 9:02 to go first quarter, no score.
It's going to be hard to see from this scoreboard down here. A few light bulbs are missing.
Third and four from the 49. So far, Bill, we've tried running it right into the teeth of that defense and gotten nowhere.
The one run we made was an outside sweep, a little bit of a reverse. So the middle, though, defensively for the Blue Devils is stacking that thing up right now.
Presley and Jenkins to the far side. Kyle near side, they're in man coverage, showing blitz off the corner. There they come. And ooh, we give it to number 33, Copeland. Copeland gets hit, spins, knocks out of bounds at the 49-yard line. So it'll be fourth and four, and we'll have to punt from there.
Yeah, Dez Copeland trying to get on the outside. He gave up a lot of real estate to try and get some ground out here on the left side. And Tip County, very quick to the ball. Was
Tyson,
able to get to him.
Tyson Shaw into punt. You got me a number, Bill? Rashad Bateman, number six. There's a snap. Nice, nice high kick. Takes it at the 19. Comes near side. He's across the 25. There's a flag down. And I'm not sure what we're going to have.
But number 10, Jeffrey Davis, right there, a great open field tackle on Rashad, brings him down. But there is a flag about the 23-yard line. We'll wait and get that call right here.
It was an open field tackle. I only didn't see anybody in. Oh, he's showing. Is he signaling face mask?
Nope, block in the back against the Blue Devils.
Illegal block in the back.
So that'll back it up from the 23 to the 13.
So the Blue Devils will start inside their own 20. Their first offensive play with 7:42 left in the first quarter. No score here tonight.
And they'll start, like I say, first and 10 from their 13. The ball on the near hash mark on our side of the field. And Griffin Collier, the quarterback, sophomore. We show a three, a four-man front. He's in the shotgun. Gives it to the up-back, right into the teeth of our Viking defense. Absolutely nowhere, and that was 31 or 32, Bill. 32, Barry Bennett.
He is their leading rusher. He's number three in the region in total yards gained this year so far.
Second and nine from the 14, give him a yard. 7:17 to go here. First quarter, no score. First possession by the Blue Devils. They move their tight end to our side of the field. They've got twins to the far side, single receiver near side. Collier again in the shotgun. Bennett just to his left. Barks out signals. Throws out in the flats. Catch made on the far side. And is out across the 20. He's going to be close. It'll be about a yard, maybe two short of the first down. Pass went to Rashad Bateman, number six. Tackle made by Logan Neely. It'll be third, Bill, third and four from the 20-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark.
Third, four.
Crowd coming to their feet. Collier in that shotgun. Twins to our side of the field. Four-man front for our Vikings. There's a snap. Get it to the running back right up the middle. He has the first down by one man, too. Tyson Harris has a beat on him and will not run him down until he gets all the way out to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, that was just he was able to sneak under that defensive line. We didn't make a good tackle, and what it did was he was able to just pick up some big, big yards and get a first down for the Blue Devils.
All the way out to their 44-yard line. We are at the six-minute mark, first quarter, with no score. Again, Collier sends Blue Devils, two of them, to the near side. That's R.J. Merriweather, the outside guy. He caught three passes last week in the second half. We caught three touchdown passes. Man in motion towards us, so I'll give him trips to this side. Looks again, throws that in the flash. We fight off one man, too. He's by, that's number three on the catch. And he has about 8 yards. That is Brenton Jones.
Yeah, they're hitting that back man. And you know what? You're going to see the similar offenses on both sides of this ball. They both have studied under the VSU way of doing offense, and that's what you're going to see from both sides tonight.
It is second and three. They're at our 48-yard line. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Bennett in the backfield with Collier in the pistol. Nine moves him to his left. We go to a three-man front. Again, gives it to Collier. Collier by one man, too. He hits the hole and then accelerates, Bill, and had number 10, Jeffrey Davis, not grab. That was Tiberius Polk on the carry. They've got a first down at our 40, but he hits the hole and then just explodes. Again, Polk just to the right of Collier. He's got trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Blue Devils moving from left to right on your radio dial. Vikings in a three-man front. Linebacker up tight, showing blitz by corner now. We pull out. Turn again, they give it to Polk. He gets hit at the 40.
Yeah, Polk, he's kind of coming in to spell number 32, Bennett. But that time, the Vikings really on top of it. Looked like Roderick Williams, number 39, in on the tackle for the Vikings. That'll bring up second down and 10.
Bennett back in now for the Blue Devils. Again, they put trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Collier snaps. Snaps his hands. He rolls left. He's looking. We're coming. There's Neely after him. Throws out in the flats. Catch made at the 29. And the official said, yep, he pulled the ball in at the 29-yard line.
Yeah, number one, Fred Lloyd. He just went down low. Collier threw it the only place he could. And another first down for the Blue Devils as they continue to march down this field now. Their third first down.
Ball on the far hash mark.
We got an official timeout. Let's see. That's for equipment, it looks like.
They bring the ball in, set it down on our 29-yard line.
Clock is running, 4:10 left in the first quarter. No score here.
Merriweather to the near side. They put number one, Lloyd, in the slot. Collier in that shotgun. Brings a man in motion towards us. We come on a blitz, and they give it to Barrett. Oh, Barrett got hit at the line of scrimmage and got by one man as it gets down around the 27-yard line.
Yeah, it was number 67. Avi David was there to make the tackle.
The second and eight from our 27. 3:36 to go, first quarter, no score. First possession by the Blue Devils. Collier looks to the sidelines. He's getting the plays. Barry Bennett in the backfield with him. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side now. We go to a four-man, maybe a five-man front. Again, Bennett up the middle, gets tripped up, gets hit from behind as he crosses the 25. Give him 2, maybe 3 yards on the carry. Should bring up about a third and 5 for the Blue Devils just inside our 25-yard line.
That was Michael Barrett and number 34, Will Tolbert, in there for the tackle.
The crowd, here you hear the Viking faithful coming to their feet, cheering on that defense. Four-man front. Collier brings a man in motion towards them. Play action. Looks, screen across the middle, and he drops the ball. They had the screen, but we had it read. It'll be fourth down, and I don't know much about their kicking game, Bill. Rashad Bateman was the intended receiver.
It'll be fourth and five from the 24, and it does look like they're going to bring in their kicker. Number 36, we talked about it. He kicked off for him, Fernando Ramirez, only a sophomore.
Ramirez, that will be a, looks like about a 41-yard attempt from the far hash mark. Right-footed kicker. A snip, balls down, kicks up, and
it's good.
From 41 yards out, Tiff takes a 3-0 lead. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. High end over end kick. Harris will look at it. He'll take it, and his momentum takes him out of bounds at the 3.
Let's go over to Taylor for a Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That last drive for the Blue Devils was 11 plays for 50 yards. It took 5 minutes and 11 seconds off the clock. That resulted in a 41-yard field goal attempt by Fernando Ramirez.
Thank you for that Page Heating and Air, Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
With 2:29 left in the first quarter, Tiff County leads 3-0.
Bill Tyson Harris went to the corner trying to catch the ball, tried to stop, but his momentum carried him into the end, carried him
out of bounds
at the 3.
So Vikings start deep in their own territory, not where you want to start. Dez Copeland and the backfield as Austin Dixon will go under center.
Two receivers to the far side, Tiff County side of the field. Dixon under center, gives it to Copeland. Copeland tries to get outside by one man, too. He gets across the 5, so give him a couple of yards on the carry and make it 2nd and 8.
He had Dez that time, I thought, and again, we're on the far side of this field. I thought he had a little lane right there up the middle, but he continued to cut it outside, and it allowed Tiff County to stretch that out a little bit right there to the sideline. It'll be 2nd and 8 from at the 4-yard line. Again, Copeland, he's standing in the end zone. Tifton, 4-man front. Linebackers are uptight. Dixon under center. Takes a snap. Again to Copeland. Copeland gets hit. Oh, he's pushed through the hole. He's across the 5. He's the 10. Still on his feet as Dez Copeland fights and stumbles and maintains his balance, but gets us out to the 11-yard line.
He's going to be short of the first down, but it does give us a little breathing room. Copeland was hit several times, but he just continued to keep that balance and twist through it and got us some big yards. It's going to be 3rd and a very short one.
From the 11-yard line, 1:22 go first quarter. Vikings trail 3-0. We're sending 3 receivers to the far side. Single receiver near side. Dixon now in the shotgun. They show blitz. Dixon keeps the ball right up the middle. I don't know that he got it.
I don't think so. He slid back up under center trying to catch him off guard. Called for the snap very quickly. Tried to find the hole, and I don't think it's there. It's going to be 4th down.
Nope, they just signaled 1st down.
No.
Nope, 4th down.
He held up his fist, 4th down.
Oh, looks like he went.
So 4th down, and Tyson Harris will have to punt. It'll be number 6, Rashad Bateman, back deep for the Blue Devils. He's only standing on the Viking 45. Long snapper, Dagan Anderson.
Anderson gets the ball back. Nice high booming kick. Drives him all the way back at the 40, at the 35. He's looking, no place to go, and he falls down at the 36.
Yeah, number 40.
That was probably one of the prettiest punts you'll ever see from a high school football player.
Yeah, number 49, Roderick Williams there to tag him down. But that was a booming punt from Tyson Harris. It had great hang time, drove him all the way back to the Blue Devil 35. He did get back to the 36, and that's where Tiff County will take over, 1st and 10, with 14 seconds left in the first quarter. Blue Devils leading 3-0.
As we get other scores from around the region, we'll try to pass them on to you. That was a 53-yard punt. Collier in the shotgun. We're in a 3-man front. He's got 3 receivers to the far side, single receiver near side. Calls for the ball, gives it to the back. The back by 1 man, 2. They're getting by our lineman, and we're having a tackling from behind. Again, that was Bennett on the carries. He got out to the 40. Tackle there by Brandon Buford. Give him 4 yards on the carry, 2nd and 6. That should be the end of the first quarter right there. And it is. We'll be back after this 60-second break.
Blue Devils have it second and six.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Gene Brody Field. Let's go back to Wes James for all your play-by-play action here in the second quarter. Tip County leads 3-0.
Thank you, Bill. Second and five from their 40. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Collier in the backfield. Drops, throws out in a flats catch made behind the line of scrimmage. And we hit him as he gets across the line of scrimmage, but maybe for a yard. Should be third and five. We have swapped ends of the field. The Blue Devils now going from right to left on your radio dial.
Coming up off the bottom of that pile, number 12, Fred Stewart. I tell you, they're going after that second receiver in the back, getting a little bit of stretch room, but that time the Vikings right on top of it. Third down now and five for the Blue Devils.
The crowd again coming to their feet. Collier gives it to Bennett around the right side, gets hit, and he will not get the first down.
Gabe Neighbors, number nine, in an open field tackle. What a great piece of work there. That'll bring up fourth down for the Blue Devils.
And last time they had us, we had them in a third down situation like that, they busted a long one. This time we stopped them. Tyson Harris back deep to receive the punt. They'll set the ball down at the Blue Devil 44-yard line.
And right now they're lined up to go for it.
Yes, they are. They're going for it. They are going for it. Collier calls for the ball. Snap, trying to get us to jump. Nothing.
He's going to do a quick punt. Watch.
There's a snap. He does. Nice, nice quick punt.
But it's off the side of his foot.
It hits and gets a Blue Devil roll across the 20 all the way down, Bill, to the 16-yard line. And there's a flag on the field.
Where?
It's right down here beside the
I see it now.
Linesman threw it. He told the chain crew to hold still.
It is right here about the 46-yard line right in front of us on this, as you said, the visitor sideline. There's a conversation going on with the head official. We'll get the call here for you in just a moment. Taylor, any indication what that might be?
I think it might be a sideline warning, guys, but I'm not really sure. I think one of the officials might have bumped into our sideline. We'll see.
Thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
Here we'll get the call. Dead ball, personal foul.
Oh.
So that's after the punt rolls dead. We'll pick up 15 more.
Yeah, I don't know what the personal foul was, but it was thrown about. It's thrown about 20 yards from where the punt was being downed by this line judge on our side of the field. So it must have been some action going on as the punt was happening.
First and thank you again for that equipment parts supply sideline update, Taylor Biddle. First and 10, Vikings out at the 31-yard line. 10:32 to go in the half, and Tiff leads 3-0. Dixon in the shotgun. Throws that little bubble screen. No good.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle, that classic turn to run before he had the ball, and it slips right through his hands as he saw the open field in front of him, just didn't secure the ball.
Second and 10, 10:26 to go here in the half. We'll bring Tavon Kyle to the near side, put Presley in the slot. Now bringing Copeland out. Copeland comes in as Michael Barrett comes out. Austin Dixon under center. Empty backfield, and
that's
going to
be
down.
A substitution because they're saying illegal substitution. They said that 12 people would have been essentially in that huddle. There was an exchange. I mean, there was one coming out as one was going in, but they were both inside the numbers, and the officials are going to call that here as a five-yard substitution penalty. So back us up five. It'd bring up second and 15 now for the Vikings with 10:26 left in the half, trailing 3-0.
Ball at the 26-yard line at the far hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. We have trips to the near side, and Tavon Kyle is the far receiver. We've got two to the far side. He drops back, looks, throws, and across the middle, pass intended for Dylan Presley. Nothing there.
No, he was actually going for Dez Copeland. Dez was the deep receiver cutting in on that post. The ball was up and over Dylan Presley, headed towards him. It's a timing pattern that Dez Copeland has not run a lot of, and it was just he was a little late getting to the spot. Third and 15.
Third and 15. Twins to the near side. Twins to the far side. Empty backfield.
They're showing blitz. They're coming. He drops back, looks, throws out in the flats to Copeland. Copeland being chased. He's across the 30, the 35, the 40, and they run him out of bounds at the 41.
He's going to be really close, probably a first down. Let's see.
Yes, he'll have the first from the spot where the official sets the ball down. We've got us a first down. Yep, he's saying move the chains. Des Copeland, 17 yards on the carry out to the 42 to give our Vikings a first down. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side, ball on the near hash mark. Four-man front for Tifton, two linebackers. Dixon again drops back, quickly throws out to Barrett. Barrett by one man, two, spins. He's across the 45, though he'll get to the 45, and that's all.
Yeah, they're going to stop him. They're hemming him up. For somebody they've not seen on a lot of film, as we talked about in the countdown to kickoff, Michael Barrett's not played a lot of offense, but they've been keying on him tonight on the Blue Devil side.
Barrett comes out. Boogie Cammon comes in. They're going to give him 3 yards. Be second and seven from the 45. 9:40 to go here in the half. Vikings trail 3-0. Dixon again looks at a five-man front. They show blitz off the corner. A throw across the middle, catch made, bold, into the hands of Dylan Presley, and he dropped it.
Yeah, in and out.
It way too soon.
Yeah, I don't think it was so much a drop as the defender was right there on him. A great play by the defense as he was able to knock the ball away just as it got into the hands of Dylan Presley.
Third and seven. Stops the clock with 9:28. Third and seven from little 45. Our own 45. Gabe Neighbors in. Tavon Kyle. Xavier Jenkins and Dylan Presley. They go back to a four-man front. He drops back in the pocket. Throws across the middle. Catch made by Presley for the first down in the Blue Devil territory down at the 41.
One of our tradition scoring impact players, number 85, Dylan Presley, with a great catch across the middle and another first down for the Vikings.
Quickly, the Vikings. It was a 14-yard pass play for a first down. Dixon quickly asks for the ball. He looks, he's run behind that line. He's down across the 40, down around the 38-yard line.
That was looked like a designed run from the get-go as he just found a little crease right there on the left side of the line, picked up about 3, maybe 4 yards. Looks like 3, brings up second and 7, maybe a short 7, long 6. We'll see.
Again, Dixon hurries the Vikings to the line of scrimmage. Twins to the far side. Single receiver near side, that's Kyle. He's in man coverage.
And there's a whistle.
And a flag. And
offsides on the defense, it looks like.
Yep, that's what he's signaling, encroachment on the defense.
He had to have somebody lined up in that neutral zone.
It'll be second and 6. It's going to be second and 1. As I said, this officiating crew from West Georgia. Northwest Georgia. Clock running. 6:49 to go here in the half. Vikings trying to tie it up or take the lead. We get the ball again to Copeland around the right side. Dez streaks, heads to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Dez Copeland, he got around that right side. What great blocking down the field.
There's a flag at the 22.
Let's see what the call is going to be. There is a flag. Hold on.
Oh, sorry, a flag on the 2-yard line.
Holding against the Vikings. That'll bring it back. Taylor Biddle down there on the sideline with the equipment part supply sideline update. Go ahead, Taylor.
Yeah, I thought he sealed the edge off pretty good, but the flag wasn't thrown until the 2-yard line, so it must have been holding on the receiver downfield, and it's not going to negate the first down, but it's going to back it up from the touchdown.
And they'll back it back to the 12-yard line. First and 10 from the 12. 6:37 to go here in the half. Tipped leading 3-0. All right, fellas, let's just go do it again. Ball on the near hash mark. Crowd not happy.
You hear the crowd chanting, "Go Vikings, go." This is a good crowd here at Tift County for our Lions Eye Vikings as they continue to cheer on this Viking football team tonight.
Michael Barrett in the backfield. Two receivers far side. We give it to Barrett. Barrett looking for a hole. They hit him at the 10. He's fighting forward. Give him, I don't know if they'll give him forward progress to the 10 or to the 9.
They're going to mark. It looks like the side judge on the far side is right about the 10-yard line.
They'll give him 1 yard on the carry. It'll be second and nine as our Vikings are in the Blanton and Griffin red zone. Copeland back in. The ball on the far side of the field. Tiff shifts their defense to the wide side, and they jump, and there's a flag.
That'll push us plus five and bring up second and short now. I want to thank Blanton and Griffin Insurance for their sponsorship of Red Zones this year.
It'll be two receivers to the far side, two to the near side. Dixon in the shotgun. Second and about three. There's the snap. He looks, throws, lobs the ball high to the end zone. And the pass intended for Jenkins. And not there. He just couldn't quite climb the ladder and get to it.
Well, it was a really high pass. It took a long time to get there and a lot of hand checking between Xavier Jenkins and their defensive back, number 11. I want to get that number right. Montrell Henry.
So no flag. Third and three, Bill.
I'm sorry, no flag, though, and that's the key there.
At the five. Third and three. We've got to get to the two for a first down. 7:56 to go in the half. Dixon slides under center. We're in that wing T. Takes a snap. Gets it to the back. That's Barrett. Turns into the end zone. And we've got a touchdown, Vikings. And that is Michael Barrett.
And no flags on the field. Michael Barrett from the wing T in short yardage situation gives the Vikings a touchdown as we go up 6-3 awaiting the extra point. The gate is over on the left side, and now they'll swing it. Dagan Anderson, the long snapper. Austin Dixon to hold, and Will Solomon to kick.
Solomon steps back. Dixon. Hollers. There's the ball. It's down. Kicks up. And it's good. Vikings lead 7-3. We'll be back after the 60-second break.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Brody Field as the Vikings now lead 7-3 with 7:51 left in the half. And here's your kickoff with Wes James.
Solomon steps in. High, high kick. Receiver drops back to the end zone. They'll take it out.
That'll be a touchback. It was
out
probably
20.
About 3 yards deep into the end zone, maybe four. That'll be a touchback as Tiff County will take over first and 10 from their own 20, trailing now 7-3 against our Vikings. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for a Page Heating and Air drive recap.
All right, that last drive for your Loudoun County Vikings was 10 plays, 84 yards, lasting 1 minute and 55 seconds. That resulted in a 5-yard rush from Michael Barrett. That leaves 7:51 left on the clock in the second half, our first half.
And Vikings leading now 7-3. Let's go back to Wes.
All right. Collier. Griffin Collier, the sophomore. They're setting the ball down. The first and 10 for Tifton at their 20. They want it on the far hash mark, and that's where they put it down. Tifton going from right to left on your radio dial. He's got two receivers near side, single receiver far side. I think that's Bennett in the backfield with him. He asked for the ball. There it is. Play action. Drops back. Looks. Throws across. Oh, in and out of the hands of a wide open receiver at the 30. But I guarantee you, Mr. Griffin paid for it. It was pass intended for Fred Lloyd.
Yeah, he took a big shot right to the midsection from a defender that time. And he was not able to follow through with the throw.
Second and 10. Clock stops at 7:46 left in the first half. Collier with the back in the backfield. Again, twins far side, two receivers near side. We show blitz off the corner. We don't. Oh, and he keeps it. What? He fooled everybody and gets the ball out about to the 25, giving 5 yards on the carry. Should be third and five from there. Fool me, Bill, because I was watching our guy coming off the corner blitz, and it looked like he had the back in the backfield when Collier still had the ball. Here comes the crowd again to their feet. They are yelling. Twins near side. Two receivers near side, far side. Collier asks for the ball. Looks.
throws way downfield and incomplete. He gets hit as he releases the ball, and he was covered deep by number 29, Aaron Moore. Moore all over number 7, R.J. Merriweather. And it will be 4th and 5. Stops the clock with a 7:11 to go here in the half. And the Blue Devils will have to punt back to our Vikings. Tyson Harris standing back about the 32. Their punter standing back about the 12. There's a snap. We come after it. He gets it away. Tyson Harris lets it hit. Mutt catches it at the 39. He's across the 40. Slips, and he'll go down at the 44. Had he not slipped, he'd have probably got about another 10 or 15 yards of real estate. But good job by the Daredevil, Tyson Harris. Be Viking football, 1st and 10 from our own 43-yard line with 7:02 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 7-3 in this we-need-to-win ball game.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Brody Field in Tifton, Georgia, as our Lionside Vikings are taking on the Tift County Blue Devils in game number 10 of the 2015 season. With 7:02 left in the second quarter, our Vikings lead 7-3 over the Tift County Blue Devils. After a water break timeout called by the officials, we will send it back to Wes James now for more of the play-by-play action.
1st and 10 Vikings from our own 43-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. 7:02 to go and a half. Vikings leading 7-3 over in Camden. It is Camden 7, Colquitt 6. Dixon under center. Play action. Rolls right. Looks. He's got Dylan Presley wide open at their 40. The 35. The 30 all the way down to around the 27-yard line. Dylan Presley wide open across the middle.
Yeah, another great pass to our Traditions Flooring impact player, number 85, Dylan Presley, and that's a great first down, a 29-yard pass play.
Vikings quickly to the line of scrimmage. 1st and 10 from the tip, 30-27. Dixon now in the shotgun. Gives a hard count. Stops, turns towards the sidelines. We've got two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Copeland in the backfield with him. Tift in a four-man front. Quickly throws out. Again, Presley. Oh! Bobbles the ball and gets drilled as he tries to recover for an incomplete pass.
Yeah, the ball was thrown to him right there, and he was hit immediately. It would have been about a 7 or 8 yard gain, but
stops the clock with 6:25 to go here in the first half, and Vikings leading 7-3. 2nd and 10 from the Tift 27. Now, Jenkins and Presley to the far side, Cal to the near side, Copeland in the backfield. They're showing blitz off the corner. He turns toward the sidelines. They walk a receiver up on Kyle on the near side. They back out. He keeps it, goes around the left side, looking for a hole, nothing spins, fights his way down across the 25 to about the 23-yard line. And looking for, they're going to set him down about the 20, they say the 23. That's going to be 3rd and about 4. Vikings, left or right on your radio dial. Inside, 6 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings leading 7-3. Threatening again. Dixon calls for the ball. Play action. Looks again to Gabe Neighbors wide open across the 20. Slips and falls down at the, gets knocked down at the 15. It'll be a first down, Vikings, as our Vikings now roll into the Blanton and Griffin Insurance red zone.
Yeah, that time Gabe Neighbors, as he tried to make that cut right there about the 15-yard line, just his feet came out from under him, and then he goes down.
1st and 10, Vikings, ball on the near hash mark. Neighbors comes out. Michael Barrett in at running back. Dixon swaps his receiver, sends Jenkins to the far side, brings Kyle to the near side. He's in the shotgun. Got Louis Regal in motion. Now he stops. That's an up back. High snap. Goes to Barrett over the right side. Threw by one man, two. Cuts back against the grain, and he's down around the 1.
Yeah, about the 1 or 2 yard line. The big hole that time opened up by that offensive line.
Barrett, Michael Barrett just hustles there. It looks like his feet left him a little bit right there before the goal line. Otherwise, he'd have been in for six.
Bill, it's first and goal from the one. 6 yard run. 14 yard run for Michael Barrett down to the 1 yard line. Dixon goes under center. Takes a snap. Again to Barrett. Barrett by one man, two. Sneaks in the line. Do we see it? Yes. Touchdown Vikings.
Michael Barrett again just finds that little crease. That time he was patient. Didn't really just bust the hole that time. He just waited for it. Came in and got across the goal line. That's all he needed. And the Vikings now have gone up 13-3 with 4:49 left in the first half. Swinging gate over to the left.
Now they're coming back. Degan Anderson, the long snapper. Dixon to hold. And Will Solomon to attempt the extra point. Give the Vikings an 11-point lead with 4:49 to go here in the half. Solomon looks at Dixon. Dixon looks at Anderson. Calls for the ball. It's down. Kicks up. And it's good. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Brody Field. With 4:49 left in the first half, Vikings now leading 14-3 over the Blue Devils. And now for your kickoff action, Wes James.
Solomon steps into the ball. Kicks it deep. Drives the receiver back into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. It'll be tip ball, first to 10 at their 20. Let's go to Taylor Stubbs for the Page Heating and Air Drive Recap.
All right, that last drive for the Lounge Vikings was six plays, 57 yards. That took 2 minutes and 13 seconds off the clock. That resulted in a one-yard touchdown run by Michael Barrett. That leaves 4:49 left in the second quarter.
Vikings leading?
14-3.
And an update from Camden. It is Camden 14, Colquitt 6.
All right, here we go, Wes.
Tift, Collier in the shotgun. He's got twins to the near side, twins to the far side. Now brings a man in motion to our side to give him trips. We're in a four-man front. Gives it to the running back. He's by one man, two, gets hit in the backfield, and he'll add a first down out across the 30. That was number 32 again. That was Barry Bennett.
He was tackled after a big game by number 25, Kedrick Clemens.
They set the chains down. A 12-yard run by Bennett. First and 10, Tipton out to the 32. Clock's not running, and I don't know where that starts. Trips to the far side. Twins near side. Quarterback keeper up the middle. Gets hit, and he'll pick up about 4 yards, Bill. Out to about the 30. They're going to mark it down about the 34, so it'll be second and six.
That was number 67, Avi David, in on the tackle for the Vikings. Brings up second down now.
Second and seven, rather. Give him 3 yards. Vikings in a three-man front. Collier calls for the ball. Again, drops back. Looks. Oh, he slips and goes down. The official right on top of it. And just he went to run, Bill, and his foot slipped out from under him.
Yeah, and the knee touched down, but not very demonstrative by the head official back there. I barely could see me, you know, pointing down. So a loss on the play, third down and about 13.
Guys, I think the natural grass might have hurt him right there. His foot slipped on it. I think sprint turf, he might have been able to keep his feet.
Taylor, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. It's going to be third and 13, back at the 26. Three receivers near side, single receiver far side. Empty backfield. He rolls left. He's looking. There we come. Got a hand on him. Throws that in. And oh, almost intercepted by Kedrick Clemens.
Kedrick saw that ball in his hands. Kedrick Clemens, this season for the Vikings, has had more possible interceptions than we've had interceptions, I think, this year.
He's had his hands on a lot of balls, and he saw that one, and he saw the end zone, and it just slipped through his fingers. It'll be fourth down now.
Guys, it was almost one of those, like, is he really about to throw it to me? And he did, and he wasn't expecting it, and he didn't know what to do with it.
Thank you, Taylor Biddle of Blood Equipment Parts Supply sideline update. Tiff to punt. Tyson Harris back deep. 3:36 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14-3. Nope. They're going to throw it underneath. And they have a first and a trick play. They're still on his feet in the Viking territory. By one man, two, and they're going to score on a trick play. But there is a handkerchief on the carpet.
Down about the Lowndes 47-yard line. There is a flag. We'll see what that call is going to be. Let's hold on.
It looked like they were going to punt. They drug a receiver underneath, threw behind him and screened. He had lots of running room. And it's holding against Tipton.
From that place, though, it will be a first down.
Yep.
The flag, like we said, is at the Tipton County 46 or 47-yard line. If that's the place, it'll be a 10-yard mark off from there. They needed the 40 or 41 of the Vikings for a first down, so they've gotten it by about 3 yards.
Back at the 44, an update from Camdenville, 14-all. Our Vikings right here, though, lead 14-3 with 3:22 to go in the first half. And Tipton goes to the sidelines. I'm not sure what for. And the official has just signaled for the game clock to start. Now comes the whole team out on the field. Tipton going from right to left on your radio dial.
Well, the game clock has not started. The play clock has. So 3:22, the clock will start on the snap, evidently.
Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Collier gives it to Bennett, the up back. He's by one man. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Well, gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. He'll give him about 2 yards on the carry out somewhere around the 46-yard line. I say, well, the officials mark it back at the 40, just inside the 45. So it should be second and 9 from there. We're inside 3 minutes to go. Nope, now they bring it back on over to the 46. Second and 7 with 2:53 to go here in the half. Collier, we're showing blitz off the corner. Collier calls for it, and the running back gets hit at the line of scrimmage, but will pick up about 2, give him 1 yard. Up to the 47-yard line, where it will be third and about 6 from there. 2:39 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14-3. Tift will get the ball to start the second half. Collier brings two Blue Devils over here in front of Bill and I. Sends one to the far side. We're in a three-man front. We're showing blitz off the corner. Blitz everywhere. He drops back. There we come. Got a hand on him. He slips away from one man. Throws out high. Throws out towards the flat. Over the intended receiver's head. Incomplete pass. It'll be fourth down. And it'll stop the clock with 2:03 to go. And,
yeah, we got a lot of pressure on him that time. And he didn't go down, but it disrupted his rhythm. And as he went up to make that pass, he could not plant his feet up and over the head of the wide receiver. So it's fourth down. They'll punt again, maybe. Let's see what they do here with 2:03 left in the half.
I believe we still got all three timeouts left, Bill. We send number 17, Smith, Justin Smith, back deep to receive. He's standing at the 15. This time they kick it. Justin lets it hit, and it'll roll dead. I thought they touched it at the 10.
Yeah, they kind of pushed it on the touch, but it was at the 10. Vikings will take over first down and 10 from their own 10-yard line with 1:54 left in the half as we dodged a little bullet that time.
Got a flag, guys.
Thanks, Taylor. We do have a flag. We'll see where that is. There it is,
holding
about the 35.
Holding against
Tift County.
Against Tift County. Now will they tack it on it? They'll tack it on at the end of the run. So from the 10, should move it out to the 20. Will be first and 10 for our Vikings.
They're going to talk to the team about what do you want to do with it. You could make them repunt it. Possibly, I think. I'm not sure where that.
And they are.
Taylor, can you get us an update on that? I mean, it looks like we're going to repunt. We'll get Taylor down there on the sideline. Taylor, looks like we're going to repunt. Any word on that?
Yeah, Coach Mack heard the options and he wanted to make them re-kick. We didn't want to take the ball inside the 10-yard line, so we're going to back them up and make them kick it again.
Thank you, Taylor, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
Now we send Tyson Harris back deep. And the TIFF punter standing back about his own 20 now.
Yeah, big penalty that time that backed it up 10 yards. Well, now he's going to come up because they didn't move the ball quite as far back. Tyson Harris was
standing about the 25. They will punt toward that south end zone. And he gets it off. Tyson takes it at the 25. Backpedals. Now he's back across the 30. The 35 puts outside at the 40. The 45 comes near side. And he gets tackled and thrown down at the 43-yard line. Tyson Harris, who was standing at the 25, took it there and backed up and then started the far side, got a good block, and brought it all the way out to the 43 where our Vikings will start. First and 10 with a minute 39 to go in the half, leading 14-3. That, Bill, was a 39-yard return, I think.
Yeah, that turns out to be a 33-yard penalty against the Blue Devils. Go.
Got three timeouts, guys. Really, really critical here.
Thank you, Taylor, for the equipment parts supply sideline update. We send a receiver far side. Kyle to the near side. Tifton in a four-man front. They jump, but they do not break the neutral zone. Kyle in motion. Dixon, play action, looks, throws across the middle, looking for Jenkins. Jenkins off his fingertips at the 20.
Yeah.
Just outside the reach, Bill.
Yeah, just a little bit too long. A little more air on it. Might have gotten to it. That would have been a six right there, too, because Xavier Jenkins had beat everybody down the field.
Second and 10 from the 42. A minute 33 to go. Stops the clock. Kyle and Presley to the near side. Jenkins to the far side. They're showing blitz off the corner on the far side. Now we got trips to the near side. Now they back out of it. Dixon, play action. He keeps the ball, gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. And he may get a yard if that one.
Yeah, 94 and 46 for Tiff County. Really broke through that line quickly. I think had Austin made a quicker decision to go, he might have had more yards.
In fact, it's third and 11. Dixon sends two to the far side. Single receiver near side. Blue Devils in a five-man front. They got a corner that has slipped up in the slot. Dixon checks off something, now backs out. Play clock down to 10. He drops back. There they come. Screen. Throws it over to Copeland. Copeland trying to get away. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage and goes down at the 35. They read that screen all the way.
And they're going to get a stoppage. It's going to be probably a timeout Tiff County as the clock has gone down to 47 seconds. We're going to take a 30-second timeout with them, I think. Hold on just a minute. Let's be sure that's the call. It is timeout Tiff County. We'll take a 30-second break. Vikings lead 14-3 with 47 seconds left in the half. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. All right, back at the CBC Bank press box after the timeout for the Tiff County Blue Devils. Lowndes will have to punt fourth and about 16 on their side of the field. The ball at about the 36-yard line. Tyson Shaw set to kick with 47 seconds left in the half. Wes?
Tiff receiver standing back about the 25. They've got 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. They're coming after this one, Bubba. You believe that? There they come. We get it away. Ball hits at the 30. He takes it at the 22. Down the sidelines he goes and runs out of bounds. And they're going to mark him out at the 32. That's where Tiff will take over. First and 10 from their own 32. With 38 seconds to go here in the half, Vikings leading 14-3. And Bill got a score from Baysmore Hyder. It's Lee County 14, Valdosta nothing.
A lot of good football going on tonight in Region 1.
All good close scores.
Here it's 14-3 with 38 seconds left in the half. Tiff County's ball at their own 32-yard line.
They have two timeouts left. Collier, the sophomore, brings his Blue Devils onto the field. Two receivers near side, two far side. We're in a three-man front. He asks for the football. There it is. Drops back, looks, throws. Catch made. Immediately the receiver's hit and driven out of bounds. That's R.J. Bateman as he makes about a 7-yard pitch and catch out to about the 30, 8-yard line where it will be second and a long three from there. Stops the clock with 33 seconds to go here in the half. Vikings leading 14-3. Ball on the far hash marks. Blue Devils moving from right to left on your radio dial. Collier with twins to the near side. Sink twins to the far side. Again, calls for the ball. Play action. Looks. Ball is thrown out in the flats. Catch made by number 17. They're into Viking territory. Has the first down down around our 48-yard line.
Number 17, that's Brant Watson. He was their starting quarterback to start the season.
Quickly, they come to the line of scrimmage. 14-yard pass play. Collier under center. They wind the clock, and he spikes the ball. That'll stop the clock with 22 seconds to go here in the half.
Now, they have timeouts, so they're trying to preserve those, evidently. Just spike the ball. Brings up second and 10.
They got down to our 48.
Be sure and stay with us for the Benefit Advisors Valdosta Insurance Services halftime here, and we'll have Coach McPherson get his thoughts as he heads into the locker room. We got a timeout. Lowndes will take it with him. 30 seconds. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Brody Field in Tifton, Georgia, as our Lowndes High Vikings lead the Tift County Blue Devils 14-3 with 22 seconds left in the first half. Tift County, second and 10 from the Lowndes 48-yard line. And now for the rest of your play-by-play action, Wes James.
Bill, thank you. Ball on the near hash mark right in front of Bill Osborne and I here at right in front of Bill and I here in the visitor's press box. Collier in the shotgun. He's going to have trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. He rolls right, trying to get away from the rush. Looks, throws, got a man way downfield, and number 12 comes streaking
Fred
across.
Stewart.
Fred Stewart. Fred knocks it away. That ball hung up in the air a long time. It'll be third and 10. Stops the clock with 15 seconds to go. It'll be third and 10. They're in two-play territory anyway. You know that.
Yeah, it'll be four-down territory for sure here with only 15 seconds.
I meant four-down. They got two plays left. Collier goes to the sidelines, gets the play.
On that last time, it was Brandon Buford who had a bead on the quarterback Collier. Just couldn't quite get to him that time.
Collier again looks at a three-man front. Play action, drops back, looks, tucks the ball, starts to run. Heads to the sidelines, tries to get out of bounds. He's close to the first down, Bill.
And he does. He does get it with 6 seconds on the clock.
And he'll get all the way down to our 38-yard line, give him 10 yards on the carry. Give him 11 yards on the carry. And we'll keep it right here. We got a timeout. But 6 seconds to go here in the half. Vikings lead 14-3.
I tell you, this has been a good first half of football so far for Lowndes. But we've seen what Tift County can do in the second half. We're going to have to continue to just keep our foot on the gas, hopefully get a stop here, go into the halftime, because Tift gets the ball to start in the second half. Lowndes won the toss, elected to take the ball, so Tift County will get the ball to start in the second half, and we'll see where that goes from there. But we've got a defensive stand right here, right now, 6 seconds, and we'll see what Tift County is going to do. They're definitely going to need to make a run for it or throw it because I think it's too far for a field goal.
You look at the defensive backs. We got a nickel package and a half in there.
That'd be a dime.
Nickel package and a half. About 7.5 cents worth.
There we go.
Tiff will send trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. They're going to take Barry Bennett, keep him in the backfield with Collier. Ball's on the near hash mark. He's got Collier to his left. Our linebackers have just moved up a little closer to the line. He casts for the ball. He drops back. He looks. Starts to roll. Goes way downfield. And ball tipped away. Incomplete. And that is the end of the first half.
Let's go down to the field.
Coach Mack, after that first drive, your defense really seems to be bowing up. What's the key to the second half, Coach?
Well, we just got to keep playing. We're playing good football right now. We just got to keep it up.
Absolutely. Offensively, too, we seem to be moving the ball pretty well. And what's the key there, second half offensively?
We just got to go in here and look at it and find out what's working and stick with it and continue to play great defense.
Good luck in the second half, Coach.
Thank you, Taylor, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update and a Page Heating and Air Drive Recap. We'll do that here in just a moment as we're going to go into now the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors Halftime Show. We're going to take a 10-minute break. We come back. We'll recap the first half for you. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back, Viking fans, to the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors Halftime Show. I want to thank them for their sponsorship of our halftime show all season long. And they remind you at Benefit Advisors of Georgia to call them at 229-316-2777 as it's open enrollment for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, November 1st through January 31st. And remember, this year you've got to have it or you're going to have some penalties. So get by and see them at Benefit Advisors of Georgia, 812 Northwood Park Drive. Here at Grody Field in Tifton, Georgia, it's halftime. It's senior night here at Tift County, so the senior band members are being recognized now as our Lowndes High Vikings are leading 14-3. Joining me now on the headset is Taylor Stubbs. Taylor, it's been kind of a good offensive night for the Vikings.
It has. It's been a great offensive night. You know, they're mixing plays up. They're passing the ball. Dylan Presley's had a great game. He's has several receptions, but we're also running the ball well. We're mixing it up and just keeping Tipton off guard.
Yeah, it looks like that so far. Rushing tonight in the first half, we've had 16 rushes for 54 yards. Passing tonight, we're 7 of 13 for 75 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions, averaging 4.4 yards a play. So a good balance, as you said, penalty-wise. I'm telling you, that's been a key right now so far. Penalties only 2 for 15 yards for the Vikings, but 8 for 69. For the Blue Devils.
And one of those penalties for Tipton was on a fake field goal that they actually scored a touchdown on, but had a holding penalty about midfield, which backed the ball up, and I think they ended up punting that drive.
Yeah, they did, and that was a dodging a bullet, as we talked about. So the Vikings able to get away with that. They gave up 3 points early. That was a field goal by Tift County in the first quarter, but then Lowndes came back in the second quarter, scored those 14 points. Now, Tift County will get the ball to start the second half. So defensively, our defense is going to have to step up.
Right, and they have all game. I don't believe Tipton's made it inside the 20. They made it down to the 21 on the field goal, but still, once the drive got to the red zone, they stalled out, and the defense has stepped up big time.
Well, Taylor, you've been listening to some of the games around the area. Of course, there's Lee County and Valdosta. There's Colquitt and Lowndes, and there's some real activity going on in those ball games. What's the last thing you've heard?
Over in Kingsland, the last update I got was at halftime, it's tied up at 14, so that's a great game.
Yeah.
And, you know, Camden's going to try to run the ball down Colquitt's throat. Colquitt's going to try and score as quick as they can. It's going to be a thriller in the second half over there. And also, we received an update that Colquitt's kicker was hurt. They tried a fake punt, and on the fake punt, he was hurt.
Well, he is such a weapon for them that if they can't get in field goal range for their backup kicker, that's going to be tough for them that may be winning that ball game. So Camden, as we said, ball control team can really slow down this ball game.
Right, and that's all Camden's going to try and do. You know, they get up, that's all they're going to do is just run the ball, stay with that wing tee what they're famous for.
Yeah. Now, over at Bazemore Hyder, it's Lee County and Valdosta. We've heard that Lee was leading, but then we also heard Valdosta was about to score.
Right. The latest update I've received was a 13-7 lead for Lee County, but we heard that Valdosta was in the red zone driving here just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, so it could be a lot of things change here in the next few minutes in Region 1-6A. As we look across the field, the Tift County Blue Devil Band starting to entertain the crowd now with about 6 minutes left in the half. I tell you, the Vikings have come out with a purpose in mind that they're ready to play this football game. So I think that's going to be a big difference.
And we just got the update that Valdosta scored and is leading 14-13 now.
Okay, yep, I did get that update as well, 14-13. Thanks, guys, for all your input. I tell you what, we're going to take another two-minute break here on the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors Halftime Show here at Brody Field. When we come back, we'll cover all of the stats here in the first half. Get you ready for the second half of Game 10 of the 2015 season between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Tift County Blue Devils. We'll be right back after this two-minute break on 99.5 Kicks Country.